The Quest by Wilbur Smith.
The recording of this book has been made in memory of Tom McIntyre, who was an avid reader and enjoyed his talking books for 25 years.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Wilbur Smith was born in Central Africa in 1933. He was educated at Michaelhouse and Rhodes University. He became a full-time writer in 1964 after the successful publication of When the Lion Feeds, and has since written 30 novels, all meticulously researched on his numerous expeditions worldwide. His books are now translated into 26 languages. This book is for my wife, Mokiniso. Beautiful, loving, loyal, and true. There is no one in the world but you. Two lonely figures came down from the high mountains. They were dressed in travel-worn furs and leather helmets, with ear flaps strapped beneath their chins against the cold. Their beards were untrimmed and their faces weather-beaten. They carried all their meagre possessions upon their backs. It had taken a hard and daunting journey to reach this spot. Although he led, Meron had no inkling where they were. Neither was he sure why they had come so far. Only the old man who followed closely behind him knew that, and he had not yet chosen to enlighten Meron. Since leaving Egypt they had crossed seas and lakes and many mighty rivers. They had traversed vast plains and forests. They had encountered strange...